to save your spot today.
This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Off the Shelf with Larry Allen of the Coalition for Government Procurement. Off the Shelf gives a voice to commercial service and product companies selling in the federal market. Larry speaks to members and government officials about procurement policy trends, innovations, and debates. Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now here's your host, Larry Allen.
We are back to industry this week here on Off the Shelf, talking about something that we don't often cover here, the federal furnishings marketplace, one that is thriving, and right now, if you're in this business, you know that the federal government is the place to be, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in terms of how furniture companies are working with government contractors who build the buildings, with architects, engineers, things of that nature. What are some of the challenges? So it should be a very good show. Before I introduce my guest today, however, I want to remind you that the time is now. Now for what? Time is now to register for the Coalition for Government Procurement's Fall Conference coming up November 2nd and 3rd at the McLean Hilton, and also November 1st. Don't forget the Excellence in Partnership Awards. If you listen to the show, you know this summer I was calling for nominations. Well, thank you for your response. We got a record number of nominations in. We don't need any more of those, but we do need you to attend. Find out everything you need to know about both the Fall Conference and the EIPs at THECGP.org. That's THECGP.org, and you'll get everything you wanted to know and more. So I mentioned today we're going to be talking a little bit about what's going on in the federal furniture market. My guest this half hour is Gene Reynolds. Gene is the Vice President of Strategic Development Government Markets for the Hahn Company, perhaps the leading furniture company in the office furniture market, certainly one of the leading suppliers in the federal market. Gene Reynolds, welcome to Off the Shelf.
Well, thank you, Larry. Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here, fresh in from Iowa, off the plane, and thrilled to be here and take advantage of this opportunity.
Great opportunity to get the perspective of somebody who knows federal but is not necessarily immersed inside the Beltway, so that could be a good thing, too. Gene, let's start with some of the basics. What are the challenges and opportunities that are confronting companies like yours in the federal furniture market today? Let's talk first from the corporate perspective. What are the things that you all are looking towards? What are the hurdles that you see that are in front of you? And then the flip side of that, what are the hurdles and opportunities for your government customers?
Great, great. Well, certainly the government market has greatly changed. I recall my first exposure to the federal government business goes back to the early 80s, and when the Hahn Company and H&I Corporation got on its first contract. And shortly thereafter, boxes of orders started arriving at our headquarters. So that's no longer the case. So it's clearly about business development, and as many other markets that we deal with, it's about people and processes and product and perception and really all of that within the public money arena. So it's grown to be a very complex market from the last time that I was as deeply involved in it. We're excited, though. We're seeing good opportunities for products such as ours. I have corporate responsibilities in addition to my Hahn Company, and we have six operating companies that focus and have government contracts.
So a lot going on in your neck of the woods. If I heard you right, you're talking a little bit about the fact that versus the 1980s, there's a lot more competition in the government marketplace right now. More players, more contractors in this market
I'd
now,
say
Gene?
I'd say that's very true, Larry. More competition, also more contracting vehicles and ways to find business. So clearly you have to have people on the street that know the business, are finding ways to bring solutions to government buyers, and you're meeting a lot of competition out there as you're doing it.
Well, a lot of things, if you're a government listener, however, that means that it's a great time to be you, because that means you're getting the opportunity to take advantage of the innovations in the marketplace as well as the competition, which always keeps prices reasonable. when you're talking to your federal clients, Jean, mm-hmm. what are some of the things that they most often bring up to you as things that they're confronting in their federal life that makes their job perhaps more challenging than it could be?
Well, I think it's pretty clear, and certainly this time of year, the contracting officers and people in acquisition are very overloaded. It's a busy crew out there, and so they're looking for us to bring those solutions forward, present information in easy-to-understand ways, and they're looking to buy good value product for their end users. So I think that's the partnership that we bring, and I'm excited to get to know a lot more of the government buyers in this last 6 months I've been in this role.
Yeah, so right. So your background, at least your recent background, has been in the commercial market side of this. Over the last couple of years, with some of the slowness in the commercial market, we've seen people renew their emphasis perhaps on the federal government business. Is that something that your company has taken a look at? What is going on now commercially, and is the federal market still a good place to be?
Yeah, I think that's very true. We have a renewal across all of our operating companies to ensure that we've got strong leaders in their business units focused on the government segment, state, local, and federal, because we're seeing good growth even in the state and local market, which surprises all of us.
Right.
So I think it is an area where, as the commercial segment is slow, if there's some stagnating growth in that area, you got to be certain that you're building the government segment to be as strong as possible. And, you know, we provide a good value, so it's an important segment. I think I saw the other day where in our industry, maybe the top third of the industry, probably 15% of their sales are coming from the government, from the federal government sector.
So here we are now. We just wrapped up the 2010 fiscal year. This market, still a year-end market, Gene, in the federal government. A lot of stuff that happens in the fourth quarter of the year. That's the way it was traditionally. How about now?
Yeah, I think this year was a heavy year early on in major design-build projects. Clearly, stimulus funds come out. That moves towards infrastructure, a lot of design build, general contractor kind of projects. And as we came close to the end of the year, now was the time for all that more transactional kind of business to get enclosed. We had great success this year on GSA Advantage, probably our best year ever.
Yeah.
So that was great for us. It's the first time we've been on the site before, but we concentrated on getting the right quality of content there. And it was a home run for us.
Well, it's always good to hear. Always good to hear that people are successful. Year end used to be, and sounds like in this marketplace, it still is very much a use it or lose it. Particularly with some of the compressed spending cycles, we know that this was a compressed spending cycle this year at the beginning of 2010, the fiscal year 2010, because it didn't start right on time. Congress took a couple of months to get all the appropriations bills, and here we sit now, and it seems that we are off to the same start again for fiscal year 2011. So I want to come back and talk to Jean Reynolds, my guest today. She is the Vice President of Strategic Development and Government Markets with the Hahn Company, about budget cycles and spending cycles in the federal market and what that means for businesses and business planning, particularly in a segment as important as this is right now. I'm Larry Allen, and you're listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Almost 70 years ago, a well-known Connecticut native named Homer Cummings had a dream to start a Washington law firm devoted to working at the intersection of America's business and government. As Attorney General for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he was an integral part of the New Deal. In 1956, Gilbert A. Cuneo joined Cummings' firm to begin what was quickly to become the largest and most successful government contract practice in the country, earning him the title the Godfather of Government Contracts. That same firm, McKenna, Long & Aldridge, today is recognized by Chambers USA as a Tier 1 government contract law firm, continuing its preeminence in the field through its offices in Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, Denver, and San Diego. With the oldest and largest government contracts practice in the United States, McKenna, Long & Aldridge still operates at the intersection of business and government. They produce solutions by working with their clients on creative and flexible strategies that ensure success. Their attorneys and professionals include former members of government, Congress, and its committees, so they know how Congress thinks and they understand how Washington works. There is no aspect of government contracts with which they are not familiar. In this uncertain economic climate, clients trust them to deliver solutions at costs that represent real value. From one new deal to another, they have remained at the forefront of government contracting. McKenna, Long & Aldrich, a name you can trust.
And welcome back to Off the Shelf, where I am Larry Allen, your host here every Tuesday at this exact time on Federal News Radio 1500, where we bring you the unfathomably loyal listener in government and industry, the very latest developments in the world of commercial solutions procurement. As always, we welcome your feedback and input here on Off the Shelf. If you have a question for my guest today, Gene Reynolds with the Hahn Company, so show topic you'd like to see us cover here on Off the Shelf, or maybe even a question for your humble host, you know where to find us. We are at Off the Shelf at federalnewsradio.com, Off the Shelf at federalnewsradio.com. We do love to hear from you, and somebody actually does read all of the emails that we get. As I mentioned, my guest today is Gene Reynolds. Gene is the Vice President of Strategic Development Government Markets for the Hahn Company. Hahn Company, one of the leading suppliers of office furniture in the federal marketplace. We're talking this half hour about what's going on in this market, and we're going to talk about things like green procurement and zero carbon footprint in a minute, Gene. But as we went into that last break, I promised our listeners a small discussion about what happens when there are compressed fiscal years. We know that Congress doesn't usually pass all of the spending bills at the beginning of the fiscal year, and that can lead to the start of the fiscal year by continuing resolution, which makes it difficult in some regards. Do you find when you're talking to your customers that that's a little frustrating for them and makes it difficult to do long-term projects and planning?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely the case. And as we wrapped up this government year, and there were numerous cases where there was uncertainty on what funding they were getting and uncertain about what it was going to mean after the government year end. So clearly, I guess the more predictability there, the more longer foresight the government customers can have, the better off I think we all are.
In fact, we talk a lot about good government management here on Off the Shelf, at least as it pertains to contracting. This is part and parcel of it. It's a better deal all the way around if people can do advanced planning. Government, it's not just a question of when you get the money. It's a question of how well you can use it. However, as I mentioned, we want to talk also a little bit about green procurement, particularly one of the major ways that companies like yours, Gene Reynolds, sells to the government is through GSA's multiple award schedule contracts. And GSA Administrator Martha Johnson has made a very public goal of her agency, reducing its carbon footprint down to zero, doing business with environmentally responsible firms, looking for ways to have smart buildings. Tell us a little bit about the role that companies like yours play in promoting and developing green procurement.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, our industry in general has really taken a leadership in the green procurement arena. A lot of work was done to standardize industry specification testing and standards around the indoor air quality initiatives, of which I think gives buyers confidence that the information that they're receiving from manufacturers is comparable and consistent, and it's backed by standards. And as we're going forward now, we're looking at the same sort of approach as we begin talking about carbon footprints, so that we are confident that it's backed by actual science, that there's actual measurements, and companies have objectives and testing that they can provide that further backs up the claims that they're going to be making. And as a result on indoor air quality, now nearly 90% of what we have on government contracts meets the level 2 of BIFMA, which is our industry association, and we'll be preparing to move on to the next level with our products as well. We'll bring that same kind of science and systematic approach to the carbon footprint measures and the other challenges of Martha Johnson and her team.
Well, certainly, a lot of it is, in addition to indoor air quality, which is good because that's something that I never really think of, it's also energy use and recycling. Yes, and things of that nature. How do companies like yours incorporate these things into your manufacturing and processes? And also, are these types of things the types of touchstones you're seeing as being important to your commercial customers as well?
It has very much a lot of parallel on the commercial arena. And We form teams around the green initiatives, and we're basically right now working through facilities, tracking energy usage, tracking conversion ratios of our energy. We've got all of our footprint measures. We're rolling out a very systematic orientation. The same individuals that took on indoor air quality are taking on the next portion of this as their challenge. And I think by the end of the year, HNI Corporation will be making some announcements on where we're at and begin really putting a stake in the ground that's backed by science.
So looking for more here from you and your colleagues in Iowa and elsewhere about reducing carbon footprints and playing a very serious role in making sure that everything we do is environmentally responsible. And it also is something that's a commercial best practice. I would imagine your major corporate commercial accounts are looking for much the same thing.
Absolutely. Major projects, major RFQs on the commercial side are looking for the same information. And in fact, right now, we've challenged all of our internal sales and marketing individuals to become LEED certified, which is the designator for buildings.
Right.
On the LEED certification. So by the end of the year, we'll have our entire sales organization certified and equipped to understand the system, the analysis, and the background on what it can do for our customers.
So a great lot going on in this area, and I expect that there probably will be for the foreseeable future. It's a big deal. Gene Reynolds, as I mentioned, you all do play a role as a furniture company with other firms like designers, architects, and developers. Take us a little through the at least the elementary part of this process. How is it that companies like yours interact with these different stakeholders, and what are the significance of the various groups to your business model?
Well, there are certainly a number of influencers on major project opportunities, and our organizations, we have the six operating companies within HNI, and each one of them will have different strategies based upon these individual influencers of the sale. So some are very designer-oriented, and that's their primary driver and influencer are those relationships. Others will be more dealer-driven and work through our dealers to influence those relationships. And others, we have direct sales organizations that cover the real estate and the general contractor market. So we try to cover that with different value propositions for each one of those key influencers. In the Hahn Company, their architects and designers are very important influencers, and we partner with our dealers to reach those needs and provide education and training, product showcases, capability reviews, all of those kind of ways that we bring forward what we can provide to be solutions for them.
So different ways to go to market depending on who you're talking to, but all of them very important. One of the things we've been working with in the coalition for about the past 2 years is to find ways to bring together companies like yours that do a lot of retail type stuff with developers. Developers, then in this case, do a lot of business with GSA's Public Building Service, and they will oftentimes do an entire project for GSA, including things like furniture acquisition. Is that something that you've experienced?
Yeah, absolutely. I think all of our companies and the Hahn Company certainly is seeing a significant shift to the general contractor segment of the business, with the general contractors running major projects, being the primary point of contact, and really being a way to open the door for furniture companies to provide their products into major projects. So it's an audience that has really grown in importance.
So lots of people for people like Gene Reynolds to love out there in the marketplace. Probably some listeners today who are feeling that love coming right through the microphone.
Yes.
When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more to Gene Reynolds about another important element of good government business, and that's the use of small business. I'm Larry Allen, and you're listening to Off the Shelf here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
What do successful small, medium, and large federal contractors, including two-thirds of the top 100, have in common? Membership in the Coalition for Government Procurement. Successful federal contractors know they get the information edge they need on developing acquisition trends and an effective voice to protect their interests from coalition membership. For nearly 30 years, the coalition's been the trusted voice of industry, working with federal officials to promote common sense procurement. Know what the best know. Join the Coalition today to protect and grow your company's business. Contact the Coalition at 202-331-0975 or visit their website at thecgp.org. That's 202-331-0975 or thecgp.org. Don't be left wondering what will happen to your federal business in 2009. Contact the Coalition today.
And welcome back to Off the Shelf, where I am Larry Allen, president of the Coalition for Government Procurement, and for this Pacific half hour each weekday, your host here on Off the Shelf, right here on Federal News Radio, where we bring you the unbelievably, unquestionably loyal listener in government and industry, the very, very latest developments in the world of commercial solutions procurement. We're talking today to Gene Reynolds. Gene is the Vice President of Strategic Development, Government Markets for the Hahn Company, and we're talking about federal furnishings and how the in the furniture industry interface with people like architects and developers and designers and what's going on with the budget and green procurement, all kinds of good stuff. Before I continue our conversation with Gene, though, I want to remind you, especially if you missed the first part of the show, dial in to thecgp.org now. That's thecgp.org to find out everything you need to know about attending the Coalition's Excellence in Partnership Awards November 1st. It is All Saints Day. All of our EIP award winners are saints. In the next 2 days, the Fall Conference, the 2nd and 3rd, everything you need to know about what's going on for these two important events at thecgp.org or call Melissa King at 202-331-0975. She always loves to hear from people who listen to Off the Shelf. Gene Reynolds, as we went into that last break, we talked about how companies like yours, the Hahn Company, works with various groups. As I mentioned, another important constituency that you all work with are small businesses, and that's a very big deal in the government market, especially right now. Talk to us a little bit about how a major manufacturing company like yours uses small businesses to reach and service government contractors and what the importance of using a good small business network is.
Oh, absolutely. The Hahn Company really was, from its founding, has always been an organization focused on small business. In the commercial arena, our business is primarily small to mid-sized businesses, and we're probably the leading manufacturer servicing that market. So as we enter into the government, the federal government arena, we go to market through small business dealers. And those are our partners in the field that are helping carry forward our message and selling our products. The Hahn Company has 29 now small business package office dealers. And that's a contract where the dealer has come forward and offered to the federal government, in addition to our product, other products that complement it and services so they can provide a full solution to the federal buyers. And so it's clear that the federal government buyer is looking to support the small business community in these economic times. And we all know that small business fuels the economy. So we've certainly seen a lot of dollars shift towards supporting those small business package office holders.
Do you find when you're talking to people in government that it's important for a company like yours to have those small business partnerships? There are times, are there not, when it's advantageous to have one of those small business partners take the lead in dealing with a government customer?
Yeah, absolutely. There's major bases that that they like to work local. They like to know the local support, have a very community feel to it. So that local dealer is very, very important.
Good
in building
point.
That relationship. And so then if that local dealer also holds a contract, then it really helps the contracting officer even further in being able to base the business around that relationship.
Right, and that's a note to all of our small business listeners out there. It really does matter. If you've heard us talk here on Off the Shelf about the contract vehicles you have, we recently had Kerry Coogan, Vice President of Federal Sources, here on Off the Shelf, and one of the things that Kerry was talking about, in case you missed it, was exactly that, making sure that you've got the mechanics to meet your customer where your customer wants to be. That's true whether you're small or large, but it's also important, particularly if you're small, so that government customers get the benefit of doing business with you. Gene, opportunity to brag a little bit. Talk a little bit about some of the leading edge solutions that you all are coming up with out in Iowa, some of the things that are emerging in the industry generally that can help the government work more efficiently, do more with less. We're talking about agencies cutting their budgets by 10%, GSA for one agency making smarter use of its allocation of contracting officers. How do people like you help with that?
Yeah, so if for a moment you'll indulge me, I'll actually give you a little bit of history that helps set the stage then for the future for us. We were actually a corporation that began in 1945 as a place for vets returning from World War II to have a place to work. And so long before we ever knew what product we were going to produce or what market we were going to pursue, we wanted to be the kind of place where veterans could come back and participate in a business. And so in the early days, we always talked about finding a better way. And that continues on. We continue to listen to our customers and always seek that better way of doing business. So some of the exciting things we've done as of late is we took a deep look at our education market and tried to understand the way that schools and classrooms were needing to evolve and change, and had a lot of our employees, who we call members, involved in redesigning major solutions for our education business. And as a result, we're seeing great growth in that segment. So we're beginning now to understand how the offices are beginning to change. There's a clear shift underway towards greater and greater collaboration. So we're seeing that in furniture already today. But as we look to the future, I think we're going to see some big shifts in technology. Some of the exciting things that I've seen demoed as of late is the ability to really remove the monitor from a workstation and actually project what you see on a screen on top of a desktop.
How about that?
So can you imagine doing collaborative sessions now,
right,
all gathered around a monitor and looking at what those results would be? And that all being touch-driven, so people can move information around, sort it. And I think the way that search engines of the future are going to change tremendously. So it's all going to be visual rather than those 10 blue links you get back on Google today. So just think about us sitting around doing searches, gathering data, having visual images of what we're searching for, and have a productive work session like that. So I think there's some exciting things coming, and our members are always focused on, you know, how we innovate towards the future.
So a lot of good innovation coming down the road. What do you see as the future of the marketplace federally, very quickly? What's this going to look like in 5 years?
Yeah, some of the projections are saying that these past 2 years are the peak, and the growth will begin to slow. I think that may mean that there may be some consolidation in terms of the number of contractors. But we're in it for the long haul, and we're in it to continue to bring great value and great solutions forward to our customers.
Well, I think it would be interesting to see what happens with that. And certainly we've seen that happen in other segments of the government procurement marketplace in terms of consolidation. But again, if you're a federal listener out there, hey, this is all good news for you, because you know everybody's going to be really striving to provide you with leading-edge service. Gene Reynolds, Vice President of Strategic Development, Government Markets for the Hahn Company. Thank you so much for being my guest here today on Off the Shelf.
Well, thank you so much, Larry, for inviting me.
You've been listening to Off the Shelf with Larry Allen of the Coalition for Government Procurement. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Off the Shelf, Tuesday mornings at 10:30, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. WFED, your source for federal news now.